Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Michael Wagner from Warren's Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Hour number two, Home Show Garden continues. Home Show Garden Pros, I should say, continues. And, you know, if you're new to the show, this is our second of 2 hours. And we have Michael Wagner with us, knowledge specialist, all things gardening, here to answer gardening questions. And, you know, that's what we do. We answer gardening questions. We try to get great information out there. And Michael has seen gardening, a lot of trends come and go, and a lot of success through certain approaches that have lasted. And so, you know, Michael, so glad you're here talking with us, answering gardening questions.
Thank you. So, ready. Call us in. Let's see what's going on in the garden world.
Heck yeah. 281-496-5711. That's how you get your question in front of us, and we are happy to answer it. We love hearing what's on y'all's mind and what you're dealing with. What's happening up at Warren Southern Gardens right now? What do you guys, got anything big planned?
We always have big plans. Whether they come to attrition or not, that's another thing. We're just trying to make sure that we have enough plant material and are able to locate good plant material for people to replace their damaged and frozen citrus trees. That's our main goal. I don't want to have them to plant something that's questionable,
right?
When they've just lost their plant. So we're looking for the best possible scenarios and substitutes that we can use for some things. And we're actually selling more of plants that have always been kind of on the back burner. People are beginning to understand about big hollies and
right.
things like that do work well into the landscape and return it back to its former glory. Lots of color plants, vegetable gardening, it beginning to slow down a little bit. I think most everyone has their gardens in, but you will start to get the same questions about blossom drop and seeing a little bit of early blight on some. And most of that occurs, and we keep hounding about it, it's all soil related.
Right.
That's where it all begins, and the plants are a little bit hungry and a little bit stressed, and they're not watered properly, and those kind of things, and those lead to weak plants, and then weak plants are attacked by insects and diseases and fungal issues. That's the way nature works. That's survival of the fittest. So we try to encourage people to get their plants good and healthy and stay away from a lot of sprays. It's pretty easy to go out with a shop vac if you get some infestations of things. We have a lot of people that will say, well, I've got this one bug that's out there. I see him out on my tomatoes. Well, generally, beneficial insects are solitary. And they're out on their own. They won't be in a cluster. If you've got a cluster of bugs, they're probably bad. So kind of keep an eye on that. And shop vac takes care of those pretty quickly. Fungal issues, I would always encourage people to keep their tomato branches off the ground at least 12 inches up. It won't affect the plant, and that prevents
yes.
that splash
right.
from transporting some different things like that. Nutrition, they love fertilizer, they love water. And we have squash borers. That's another problem, and the best remedy for that is to plant more squash. It can be tough. There are some methods, and there's a jillion methods, and I've not seen any of them that were 100%.
Right.
But, you know, it's kind of worth the trial. They are having some relatively good success with some of the squashes and cucurbits that produce all female flowers. And they'll always throw in one or two male seeds, you know, for pollinization. But I'm not real versed on how all of that works. Harvest time, it's getting about time to harvest garlic, and onions should be just about ready.
Heck yeah.
So there's some good things going on out there. We got a good rain, so that's going to help a lot of things. And
for sure.
Watch for it just watch for insects and things on some of the.
Well, that is what I was going to go right back to, is that what are y'all seeing bugs out there? Do you have something you're concerned about? I mean, sending us a picture is always great. I can check my email right now. If you want to send me something on Facebook, that can happen too, for sure. But you definitely want to know the bug that you're dealing with. And so, I mean, it's not, to me, when you were talking, it sounded like we were talking assassin bug versus, you know, leaf-footed bug. And it's, man, when those are little bitty bugs, they look pretty darn similar. So
exactly.
We want to identify what's right. And maybe we'll explore some more specific bug issues. But if you're dealing with a bug, we want to hear from you. 281-496-5711. We're going to take a quick break and talk with Jose. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Escape to the private resort of your dreams. Get away at home. Let Mike Ball transform your yard into your happy place.
Hi, it's Mike. Let's recreate your outdoor space with a custom patio and amenities like outdoor kitchen, fire pit, water features, and landscaping lighting to put the wow back in your yard. You'll love the difference and the commute.
Make your home your happy place. Add the backyard resort of your dreams. Mike Ball does it all. Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting. MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Trust MicroLife 624 fertilizer on your trees, turf, flowers, veggies, everywhere without damage. MicroLife 624 in the green label is packed with over 100 minerals and vitamins, in addition to billions of beneficial microbes. Grass needs some love? Add MicroLife Humates Plus 004, concentrated compost in a bag loaded with humates, microbes, and minerals. Choose MicroLife fertilizers for incredible, nutritious plant growth. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Hi, this is Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
That's right, 281-496-5711. Michael has expressed this multiple times, and I couldn't agree with him more, that healthy landscaping and gardens starts with healthy soils. Soils are what matter. And a soil is kind of a mix of things, but it's alive because it's got great compost in it. And Landscaper's Pride makes mulches and soils, and they're making solutions for you if you're somebody that has to have black mulch. A lot of times that black mulch is not great for your plants, but Landscaper's Pride has one that is. It's called Black Velvet. Another one of my favorites by them is the Gardener's Magic. It is a mixture of their kind of really dark humus, their compost. They have soil conditioner in there, some other compost, two different kinds of compost, and some. It already has some natural slow release fertilizer in it. Garden Magic is awesome for raised beds. Really great, ready-to-go soil for raised beds. That's made locally. That's made naturally. I think that's so cool to remember that this is a local and natural company making great soil mixes just for you and your healthy soils. So if you want good veggies, if you want good trees, you want good shrubs, all that jazz, a great way to go is Landscaper's Pride. So grab Landscaper's Pride mulches. They've got them at Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, all our Garden Pro locations, and they do a great job just making good quality soils for the Houston area. So more information, go to homeshowgardenpros.com. That also is a great place to send us an email, the Ask a Pro button, and send us that picture of a bug. So 281-496-5711. We're going to talk with Jose. Jose, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Doing good. Thanks for asking.
Hey, I need some advice. So I've got a fence that I'm building between me and my neighbor, and I'm using cattle guard as a means to separate us. I'm thinking, can I use an ivy that'll grow up the fence and kind of and provide coverage where nobody can see in the yard? Is there any, kind of like I'm thinking maybe like the ivy like in Wrigley Field on the wall? Is there something similar to that I can grow down here? That I look, I've seen it on houses, on garages, but can it be used for a fence? And how do I go about doing that by chance?
Okay. Well, Jose, do you mind? We're going to talk about it and get into it. Do you mind hanging up and we'll just talk through it?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, great.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, that just because I learned that we have a lightning storm, and that's why we've got this one line. I'm feeling pretty grateful we have one line, honestly. Mm-hmm. So, Jose, we're going to talk about that vine issue, but if you want to get in line, 281-496-5711. So, Michael, Jose wants cow panel fencing, and he wants to grow some vines on there. And it sounds like if he wants it like Wrigley Field, he wants it pretty dense.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound great.
Okay, it sounded like it was kind of clicking out here. Well, cattle panels are good. That's a good thing to grow on. There are a lot of different vines. Probably the number one that's used in Houston is star jasmine or Confederate jasmine. It took a little hit this winter, but it's good.
Just a little hit, though. I mean, I've kind of investigated a lot of them, and, you know, 3-4 feet up, you're seeing it come back. It really insulated itself.
And it's still going to be a good one for coming. I like Campsus radicans. That's almost a native type thing here. Madam Galen is the one that we sell now, but it's a trumpet vine, trumpet creeper. Mm. And that's really great. It's indestructible, and it's got a nice orange type flower on it. Some people like honeysuckle. I think that's a great one to grow. I would definitely try the Peggy Martin rose. That's been a big hit this year with everyone. They've bloomed exceedingly well this year due to the cold weather. So there's just combinations of things that would work in there. There are some hardy passion vines. You could raise a few caterpillars out there and within your garden. So any type of good, strong vining plants. Lady Banksia rose is extremely pretty. It only blooms once in the spring, but it's really tough. Eleagnus, we think of that as a shrub, but if that plant's left to grow, it can put runners out 12,
for sure.
15 feet tall. Mm. It's a beautiful plant. It's extremely hardy. No insect problems or diseases that seem to affect it. So rather than just have a blanket of one thing, I would like to see maybe just mix some different things in there to get blooming at different times of the year.
Okay, I think that's amazing. If Jose is trying to grow on this cow panel, does he need to do anything special to make sure he gets good coverage on there? Like, does he need to get in there and be weaving it pretty often, or some of these vines just going to grow?
I think the vines are just going to grow, but you could attach the first ones that come out, and it sometimes will weave around itself as it grows. It just needs a good support or a good trellis-type backing, and use the vinyl tie to tie your plants in with, and you won't have to worry about them girdling. But do a mixture. Do a selection of things. Throw a grapevine or two out there. If you're trying to get that native, natural look, you want a combination of things. Or that's the way I would plant it.
Yeah, I the star jasmine, passion vine, and a Peggy Martin, to me, sounds just really, like, really crazy flowers, great smells, beautiful coverage, and then you would have that kind of winter protection with the rose and the jasmine. That's a fun combo. But, yeah, with that cow panel, you should have all the trellis you need, Jose, when it comes down to it. And you do not want to use wire or string to tie up. The vinyl tie that Michael's talking about is specifically for plants, and it doesn't kill them, which is, you know, kind of the point. So great thoughts there, Michael, on vines. And that can be a really big and fast-growing and, you know, high-reaching subject, if you will, because there's so many of them, and they're also different. I mean, we didn't mention fig ivy, but I wouldn't really worry about that on a cow panel fence since it's already the perfect trellis. So great thoughts there. Great thoughts there. I love the dreaming, Jose. I love the idea. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Native plants add beauty and color to landscaping, require less water while thriving in our clay soil. They're just tough to find in Southeast Houston until now. Think hardware, Friendswood Hardware, and native plants. Friendswood Hardware has Landscaper's Pride soils, Nature's Way Resources composts, MicroLife fertilizers, gardening tools, pots, seeds, and native plants. Perfect for your home. Friendswood Hardware is easy to find. Look for the giant hammer. Friendswood Hardware, 203 West Edgewood, online at friendswood-hardware.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy, Texas. Come on out to Nelson's. Come feed our fish and enjoy our park-like setting. We will inspire you with all sorts of ideas for your backyard paradise. There's still plenty of time to get those shrubs and trees into the ground and get them settled in before the heat sets in. The earlier you get them in, the less you'll have to water them this summer. Have you considered putting in a disappearing fountain as your backyard project? Adding the sound and beauty of water only enhances your outdoor experience. Literally anything can be made into a fountain. We have the materials and expertise to show you how. As summer approaches, you'll find all those heat-loving bedding plants, vincas, blue days, salvias, pentas, petunias, zinnias, and more to add to your garden. Additionally, we have those plants that discourage mosquitoes. Citronella plant, basils, lavenders, lots of herbs, even the American Beauty Bush have foliage that are repugnant to mosquitoes. We got two shipments of pottery. You know, a pot is virtually an indestructible addition to your garden. It adds color, height, and texture that never goes away. And using a pot can be in the garden or inside your home. Use that pot to plant up all the beautiful and amazing interior plants that we have. We've expanded our line, and we've got everything from Diffenbachias to the ZZ plant. So Nelson's is open 7 days a week. We're here for you. Come on out to see us, and we'd love to see you. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. You can find us. And now back to Michael and Danny.
We are back. Thanks, Anita. We're here talking, 281-496-5711, talking gardening. That's what we do, really bounce around bugs, citrus, stuff like that. We did have a Facebook comment about slugs being terrible this year. You got any great solutions for slugs, Michael?
Probably just Slug-O. That's one of the first things.
I guess that's an easy go-to there.
That's a real easy go-to. It's safe to use. It does a good job, but slugs, when you get moisture and things like that, they just happen to show up. There are some home remedies, beer for one thing, but what a terrible waste of beer.
Yeah,
you can sit there and enjoy your beer and watch them eat Slug-O.
Right.
So it's a twofold thing there, but.
Cool thing about Slug-O, it doesn't go away. It doesn't rinse away after the very first rain. If you put beer out there and this rain happened, well. Now you just got a bunch of beer in your soil because it all splashed out of the bed. You know, Slug-O is really nice in that way, and you can do a little protective line around your precious plants. So I think Slug-O is the way to go there.
It's a good safe way.
Yeah,
and it's relatively inexpensive, and it lasts a good while.
Definitely. 281-496-5711. If you got a bug problem, we're here to help. We're going to jump on with Don. Hey, Don. Welcome to Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. I got two questions. One, I've got some huge Italian cypress, and there's some brown areas creeping up. I've never had any problems with them. They're like 40 feet tall. I don't know if there's some insect or it was just the cold that kind of got them a little bit. And then also I have two citrus trees. They were the Meyer lemon and a tangerine, and I had to whack them down about 30 inches. They had about an 8-inch diameter to them. Mm. Is it worth trying to continue with those or just plant some new ones and get them on down?
Well, Don, if you don't mind, we're going to ask you to just hang up, and we'll answer these,
sure.
And we'll talk through them. We'll give you a very thorough answer. Just know that.
Okay.
We're dealing with this. Yeah, you bet. Thanks so much. Thanks so much. We're dealing with one line here. So 281-496-5711. If you'd like to get your call in, we are having our phone lines working. We just have the one line because of the lightning storm we had. So Italian cypress, Michael.
Well, that's a tough one. We've seen quite a bit of that this year. The browning, sometimes it's just at the top. Sometimes it's on the side. It's going to take a pair of eyes to figure out what that is. Italian cypress, we're experiencing a canker. It's called ceridetum canker. And it's wiping out quite a few of them. Mm. We have freeze damage, and we also have spider mites. So it's going to be a tough call as to what it might be. The canker, I'm not sure that I've seen enough of it to make an educated guess as to that. My go-to is the pathology department at A&M. Mm. And it's pretty easy to find. If you go to the Aggie Hort and type in pathology, you can get a form and do the samples and send it off. It's only 30 or 40 bucks plus postage. And if it is ceratitum canker, there's not a lot that can be done about it. So rather than spend $100 because someone thinks it's spider mites or someone thinks it's this, find out what it is and spend your money to correctly treat the plants or to have them removed.
I will say that spider mites are pretty intense, and up until this rain, we've pretty much had perfect spider mite weather. Nice, cool. We had a little bit of rain, but it's kind of like not washing the dust off the trees, and that's how they get their homes up there. And one thing you could do for spider mites is just get a big pressure washer and hose your tree up and down if we've got any sort of dry weather for a week. And you don't need to water those, but you can hose off the branches, and that'll actually help with spider mite some too. And that won't cost you $100, but I love that advice. I think it's so wise to actually investigate what's wrong. So another thing to do anytime you're dealing with plants that are open to mite disease is to buy predatory mites and release them. And there's a website, Arbico Organic, that does a great job with mites, especially predatory mites for spider mites. So check that out too, Don. Okay, citrus trees. His question, and you know, you've touched on it a lot earlier in the spring. Is it worth waiting on these trees that are going to come, that are coming back successfully from the roots?
Well, that's just the question. It's going to be not a desirable fruit. The tree may be good just to have a tree there.
Sure.
You know, that everything has its place for a particular reason.
Now let's assume that these are coming up above the graft. So he said 8-inch caliper lemon above the graft. Let's just assume that, just because, you know, if it's not above the graft, then I'd say take it out. Like, you don't really want that tree if it's not above the graft. You don't want that rootstock growing. But if it is above the graft, you know, how quickly is it going to grow back? Would it be better just to, you know, start another tree? Can he find a 15-gallon out there? Those are some of the questions I've got. So how quickly do you think a lemon that was that big will come back above the graft from the roots?
Probably make 6 or 7 or 8 feet the first year, because you have a tremendous root system and no top to support it. So the growth is somewhat is extremely rapid,
right,
for that root system versus not supporting the top. If it gets up to 8 or 10 feet, that's about where you want a lemon anyway.
Yeah, so true.
So you can harvest, and about 12 feet is what they normally grow, 12 to 15 feet.
Right.
And that is manageable.
And if you're getting that all in one season or 1 year, then you're really probably talking about a pretty straight trunk also.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, the lemons naturally grow with multiple branches.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're usually grafted. I've seen some beautiful Meyer lemons, or improved Meyer lemons, grown on their own rootstock, and great production. That's one of the few that really does well.
That's good to know.
So you'll see a lot of those guys in a 5-gallon nursery can. There's several growers that grow them. Hmm. And they do fine. They produce, and they're manageable in the yard. The size is great when they get up to 8 or 10 or 12 feet. But it does well on its own root.
Definitely. Well, that's a great thought. And so, Don, we talked a little bit about, you know, staking it up and making sure it goes straight and letting 3 or 4 of those buds be competitive, and then choose the main one here in a month or so to be your new trunk. So, but it sounds like definitely it's worth keeping those because they've got an advanced root system. So hope that helps. We're going now to a quick break, 281-496-5711. We get back and we'll talk to Chris, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Stop root disease before it kills. Pre-treat your plants with Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control. Use as a drench to protect roots from soil diseases and root rot. Organically triggers your plant's immune system, improving nutrient uptake and overall plant health. Use as a foliar spray to control powdery mildew, leaf spots, rust, fire blight, and other diseases. Grab Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control at your favorite Garden Pro Nursery, MontereyLawnGarden.com.
May means mulching. Mulch veggie beds now to build soil and extend production. Before putting down leaves, compost, or pine straw, fertilize first with alfalfa meal or an organic fertilizer. That's how we grow on this show. Home Show Garden Pros.
Wow. Speaking of great organic fertilizer for veggie beds, the Dakota Rev is incredible stuff. So rev up your seeds, plant for spring. If you like growing from seeds, Dakota Rev is incredible. So the first few times after you get them in the ground, you put this in your watering can with your water, and you just pour it over it, and you will see a lot more kind of seed popping up than you're used to. It's called Rev. Grab a bottle. It is a essential carbon kind of food for microbial activity. It's made of some peat moss, sort of like the real carbony version of it, and some humic acid. It improves root mass and soil condition, increases blooms and fruiting. Those two things combined right there, if you can imagine the impact on tomatoes, absolutely phenomenal. More fruits, bigger fruits, better roots, and better soil condition. Tasty, tasty tomatoes. But, you know, greenskeepers, golf course folks, they use it on the golf courses. It's like something that this is really established as. Started as an agricultural fertilizer for farmers, and then greenskeepers got a hold of it, and now we can use it in our garden. It's in Houston, available, and is 100% natural, really, really unique, really amazing, perfect for feed, for seeds, for foliar spray, transplanting plants, turf maintenance. It is so cool. It is wonderful stuff. You guys have it up at Warren's, right?
Yes, sir, we do. Pints and quarts.
That's awesome. Yeah, I would just, you know, go ahead and buy the quart because, you know, it's such good stuff. And now it's pretty concentrated, so you do want to water it down quite a bit when you're putting it out there. But, man, it works so well.
I think it's a tablespoon per gallon of water, so it's very economical.
Yeah, for sure. Have you had much success with it?
Yes, I have. I like it. The carbon is just so important to plant
right.
growth.
Yes.
It's just one of those things that you don't believe it until you see it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it does a good job. And germination is probably 50% better, I would say, easily.
Right. Wow. I mean, that's a huge impact, a huge jump. So really cool stuff. Rev from Dakota. It's a really great product. And hope you guys are using it. Check out their website, organicrev.com. If you want more information on the product, too, you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com. 281-496-5711. Chris, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Sunday.
Sunday.
Oh, hey, Chris.
Anything else?
That's it.
Chris, did you get a sundae? Is that what we just heard?
What's that?
Did you order a sundae? Is that what happens? Ice cream in the morning?
Order me a coffee. Of course, I'd get online as soon as I pulled up.
Right, right.
Hey, guys. So I've been following the schedule for my lawn with NitroFos products since last year. I compost, I aerate, I did it again this year. I had gray leaf last year, but it was towards the end of the year. I treated with Daconil, kind of helped. This year, it started again about 3 or 4 weeks ago in a small spot. And then within 3 or 4 days, the milting began, and it just kind of multiplied. So my question is, I used Daconil again. I used the sprayer, and I sprayed the section 3 days before it rained. And I cut the grass, too, before it rained. Do I need to do it again? Am I using the wrong stuff? What are your guys' thoughts on that?
Well, Daconil is the recommended product to use on that. However, Daconil does not have a label for gray leaf spot, mm-hmm. so it's kind of one of those things you do on the side. I think what you've done is what you can do. NitroFos is a big player in our market, but I'd like to see you get a little bit more of either Rev or something other than Daconil, because again, it's a fungicide, and you not only destroy the good stuff, you destroy the bad stuff.
Okay.
So try making an application when the weather clears up a little bit. Use something like molasses or liquid seaweed. And call us back in a couple of weeks and tell us what you think.
Do I need to let it sit before I cut it? Let it sit for a few days? Is there a rule like, hey, once you spray and treat, don't cut the grass, let it sit on the blades for a few days or what?
Well, it would be if you're treating a topical thing. And
well, are you bagging your grass?
I bagged it this time, yeah. I treated it, and then 3 days later, I wanted to cut it before all this rain came.
Because yeah. That's smart. I should have come on before the rain came. I would treat it, cut it, don't worry about bagging it. That stuff will sit there. Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to increase the microbial activity, and that will eat some of that fungi. One more product that I kind of added to the list, and these are interchangeable. You're not having to put all of them on there. You're building up the bacteria population, and they will eat that fungi. MicroGrow is the one I would really go for this.
MicroGrow.
Yep. Yeah, okay. And it's made by the same company as that makes Super Seaweed, and they do have a horticultural molasses too. But it is so it's pretty much just like those other ones. It's just got some of the bacteria that eat the fungi you're talking about.
You think just one treatment should do it?
Well, I mean, it's as it warms up and dries up, and we get a lot more kind of evaporation, it'll go away anyway. Your problem will kind of mitigate anyway. And so, you know, it's going to work great. One treatment, you know, it's like summertime.
It started building the grass blades. I mean, my grass started dying. I mean, so I was like, oh, it's too early for this.
Well, it's about right. It's May. It's about the right time.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's several things like that I like to do. Another product that I like to use on lawn diseases and things is just plain horticultural cornmeal.
Mm.
Not many people use much of that, but the cornmeal is a wonderful medium to cultivate some of our disease fighters in lawns.
Right.
Some people think, well, we can control diseases with cornmeal. You actually really can't, but it's a good incubator for trichoderma especially. And if you get a good trichoderma presence in your soil, they are real disease fighters.
Yeah.
And it's just one that we are lacking. And each time we throw daconil down on it or we throw a little fungicide on it, we destroy it. But it really is a good culture for creating trichoderma. And that's one of the best defensors that we have. If you're doing some organic gardening and want to change some things that you do, try that and let me know.
Well, that's what we're hearing from Chris is that he's tried this route with daconil and with kind of like trying to kill the fungi, but that's not just killing the bad fungi, it's killing some of your protective fungi.
Exactly.
And so we're encouraging you to take another route where you're building up your population of predators, basically. That's what we're having you go for, Chris.
All right. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy your coffee, man. Good times. Gotta love coffee. Gotta love coffee. Well, great question there, Chris. 281-496-5711. And I really do hope that he kind of keeps us in the loop because, you know, a lot of folks are doing this sort of remedy way where they're treating their lawn like it needs medicine. And really, it's a natural space. It just needs more life. So
exactly.
That's what we're going for.
We'll get there.
For sure. For sure. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of organic flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturewayresources.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, this is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. We'll be working hard to find what our customers need. But keep in mind, if you can't find what you're looking for on your first trip, I'm sure we'll be getting it in soon. We have trucks coming in 7 days a week to keep up with the demand. Don't forget to apply some mild organic fertilizer to your plants to help them recover. MicroLife Ocean Forest or the Fox Farm Boomerang is a great product to use. We've got all your vegetable and herb plants that need to be planted this time of year, so come on out and get your garden going. Tomatoes, peppers, squash, cucumber, okra, zucchini, we've got it all. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Greatwood and Sugarland. Enchanted Gardens is located on FM 359, which is convenient to West Houston and Cinco Ranch. You can reach us on Facebook and Instagram at Enchanted Gardens Richmond and Enchanted Forest Richmond. And don't forget, if we don't answer our phones, we're still here 7 days a week. So just come on out and see us. Now back to Michael and Danny.
Thanks, Joey. Good stuff out there for sure. 281-496-5711. We're going to bring on Jerome. Jerome, hey, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
I have two questions. The first one is, I had a real bad infestation of chickweed, so I used the AgriLawn. It did a real good job.
Nice.
My question is, do I need to rake that? Normally it was real thick, so do I need to rake it out before I spread some inches away stuff or just put it on top?
So you just got a kind of piles of dead chickweed basically at this point?
Yeah, real thick.
I would just set your mower lower and cut it down 2 inches, something like that, before you do the MicroLife. I mean, before you do the Nature's Way compost spread. Don't worry about raking it up.
No, what I'm saying is it killed it, but it's kind of like sunk down in there. So
No, it's fine. It's fine. That'll be food for those microbes.
Okay. Yeah. And the next question is on the mulch for my garden. I kind of raked it away from the foundation and stuff because it's not supposed to be there when I had my inspection.
Okay.
The VA, they said, either move it or it won't pass it. So what do I put close to the foundation? Do I put, like, rock between that and the mulch, or how do I handle it?
I wouldn't think the mulch would be a really big concern. I'm not sure about what their thoughts are on that. A lot of beds have mulch right up at the foundation, but if you want to keep that area clear, rock would be one of the best things. Just edge it, and then I don't like weed block, but just put down the gravel or the rock in there and about 12 inches from your foundation. And I'm sure that it's probably a termite type thing.
Yeah, I think when it's getting close to the siding or above the foundation is when there's an issue. I honestly, Jerome, would just pull it back for the inspection to pass and then not worry about it anymore. That's maybe not a very professional approach, but that's like what I'm like, okay, well, sure.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking, just putting rock close to it.
Yeah.
Help drain better too.
Well, I love having a little bit of space between the house and my plants because it brings the plants forward some. It opens up the sun a little bit. You don't get the dripping on it if you don't have gutters. There's just a lot of good reasons to give yourself another foot or so between the house and the plants. So I think that's a great plan. Good rock border. You can also walk back there if you're trying to walk around.
No, the garden is close. It's right close to the house. So
yeah, so you're thinking like 4 inches, something like that even.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you. Great questions there. 281-496-5711. Michael dishing out great information. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Enjoy your best spring yet. Start with Landscaper's Pride premium mulches and soils. Made from locally sourced, all naturally organic materials, Landscaper's Pride is the smart choice for gardens, lawns, shrubs, and plants. Their mulches, soils, and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in Houston. Trusted by gardening professionals, grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery. Find your closest retail location at landscaperspride.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Landscaper's Pride mulches and soils, premium quality and locally sourced. Grow with us. Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. Friendswood Hardware, organic solutions for healthy lawns and gardens. Now offering native plants.
call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
You know, in a perfect world, we could do the right thing and get rewarded for it. A lot of times that's not the case. Unless you're dealing with Moonshot Compost, they are composting using your food waste. So your food waste, your junk from your kitchen, you're done with it. You put it in their bucket that they provide. It is airtight. You don't smell it. They pick it up and they take it to a great place that makes great compost, places like Nature's Way Resources. And then as you do that, as you kind of participate in this, you know, valet service, you actually earn compost for your own garden. So imagine that. You get to compost, make better compost than even I could make at home. You spend your time gardening, not composting, and somebody else is taking all this stuff for you while you earn compost. It's phenomenal stuff. These guys are super cool. They love what they're doing, and they're just making this a better world by getting more people to not put their junk in the landfill, right? Not have all this waste in the landfill where it goes and it, you know, turns into methane, but it goes and becomes compost. And that's awesome stuff. So you can keep critical, healthy nutrients in your garden. Moonshot Compost offers drop-off and pickup services. Now is a great time to get started. You want to cook more and you want to do better. And now you can get rewarded for that. So see how clean and easy composting can be. Go to their really cool website called startcomposting.com. Really cool idea. I just love that idea. And these guys are just great. Caring about a better world has never been easier. Michael, we're going to answer another question here from right. Chris. Chris, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, fellas. So I've got a poison ivy problem in the backyard,
and
I called all the large companies, and none of them want to even come close to touching it. They don't work with poison ivy in the backyard. And I was curious, what is the best way to get rid of all this poison ivy that's coming into my backyard from my neighbor's backyard?
You could treat individually what's coming through your fence. That's probably an approach you could take. It's usually better if you go back to the source, to the rootstock of it. But if you can cut where, I guess it's coming under the fence.
Right.
You can cut that, and then there is a product that's called stump and vine remover or killer, and it's very effective. I think the active ingredient is maybe triclopyr. And if it just takes a little drop on that cutting, and that translocates back through the plant. But other than that, you would just have to go over the fence and use a brush and weed killer.
Chris, does your neighbor know that there's poison ivy?
They do, but they're all the house is vacant now. So it's empty house now.
Well, so that triclopyr stuff, the stuff that will kill the stump itself and kill the roots, is the way to go. And I mean, for me, I'm highly allergic, and so I put on my paint suit, hazmat suit sort of situation. I get in there, and I'll go in and hack it back and get, you know, open up a section of the trunk of the vine right by the soil. And I'll dab on some of that stuff because I want that thing dead and gone. So that's my advice, is getting over on the other side of that fence and getting it at the very base.
Okay, what's it called again?
Well, it's just going to be called Stump and Vine Killer. But you're looking for the kind that has triclopyr in it. And, you know, don't ask me how to spell that, but I'm sure it's online.
All right, thanks, fellas.
You bet. Do you guys sell that? Do you guys sell those products?
Oh, yes, we do. We sell both of those.
Actually, I need to get some. I got a little poison ivy that got my neighbors coming through. And he I told him, and he like sprayed it with something, and it killed it for a couple weeks, right? And then it popped up.
Right.
And, you know, the worst thing to do is to be weed whacking out there, and then you hit some poison ivy, and you didn't know, but it sprays all over you.
Yeah, it's all over your face and your arms and your hands and everything. But the triclopyr works well, but it does have to be, you know, located at the cut, so it can enter into the plant.
No, we have eliminated, you know, 2-inch caliber vines with that stuff, 3-inch caliber vines, and where you get an axe and you actually hack open that thing growing up a tree, because that stuff is bad. It's tough stuff. Hey, Mother's Day is next week. What's Warren Southern Gardens kind of like ideas for Mother's Day gifts?
Well, Mother's Day is always a kind of a fun time for us. Some people choose pruning shears and gloves and hats and sprinkling cans and things like that. Usually blooming plants, hanging baskets are probably the number one seller.
I love that.
It's something that lasts for a good while. There's a lot of nice patio type plants that come in containers now that we didn't have in years past. And we do a lot of custom stuff. We'll do some planting if our favorite flowers are daisies or whatever. We can put that together real quickly for someone.
I like that.
So we can tailor it to just about whatever you need. Some people, their parents want a new tree, or they want a citrus tree or something like that. You know, so there's a lot of moms out there do a lot of gardening.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I love the idea of getting a nice plant in a nice pot where it's kind of ready to go, and you guys can take care of it. You can fertilize it that first time and just really, you know, bless the situation.
Yeah, get them off to a good start.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, good advice there. And I know you guys have so much cool stuff at Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center. It's easy to get it right for Mother's Day.
Yeah, our gift shop is just loaded right now, the Kingwood. And it's a great place to swing by there if you're in our area.
Absolutely.
And a lot of neat things.
That's awesome. 281-496-5711. We'll take a quick break. And then our last segment, we'll talk with Juan and close her out. So, Home Show Garden Pros.
Crabgrass blows, sneaks into your yard, spreads like crazy, ruins your lawn. There's one weed killer naturally safer for people and pets. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer snuffs out crabgrass, dollarweed, clover, and other weeds without harming St. Augustine, Bermuda, and most yard grasses. Proven effective organically. See results in just days. Simple to apply and kills the roots. Blow weeds away naturally. Grab AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer at any Garden Pro location. Find the store near you at agrilawn.com.
One of our customers recently brought in a handful of a weed that was taking over his lawn. Hi friends, Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. I quickly recognized it as Virginia buttonweed and provided him with a couple of products and the advice to help him out. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. Come visit us. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to fit every budget. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or find us online at southwestfertilizer.com.
Make your lawn summer happy. Raise your mower deck. 4 inches for St. Augustine, 2.5 for Bermuda. You'll get more competitive and resilient lawn and use less water. Now back to your grass-growing gurus, the Home Show Garden Pros.
Well, if you want to be a grass-growing guru like Michael and I, just use MicroLife. It's that easy. The MicroLife Humates Plus, in addition to the MicroLife Round Patch, that 1-2 combo, just do it every other month, and you will have these beautiful, lush lawns that has deep, deep roots and outcompetes weeds and is purely resilient. Yeah, fewer diseases, fewer pest problems. That MicroLife Humates Plus is carbon, and we have talked about how important carbon is. It is essential to the soil. The Humates Plus is easy to apply, spread in any granular spreader. And then I love that brown patch. This is a lot like their ultimate, I mean, not their ultimate, their multi-purpose, but it is really super inoculated with bacteria and things that eat those problematic fungi. And it is great to put out there all the time. They have great stuff too. The ultimate I mentioned is incredible for veggie gardens. So if you're looking at the most out of your lawns, your landscaping, your veggie beds, your trees, look no further. MicroLife. It is made locally, actually like assembled and made locally, and the company is right here in town. And it's just great stuff. You got a favorite MicroLife there, Michael?
Yes, sir.
Which one is your favorite? It's zero.
Oh, Ultimate.
Here. The Ultimate. Yes, that's the good stuff.
That just gives me the best results with whatever my soil makeup is.
Right.
But the 624 is great. They're specialty products. Humates, we can't use enough humates.
Right.
So that's one of our big go-tos. And also we like to use their mycorrhizal. That's a little known thing that is very beneficial to a lot of plants. Mm. I know we have it in the soil, but how close is it to the plants you're planting? So it's not tough to dig a hole to plant your azalea or something and just throw a handful in
there. Yeah.
And it's amazing how that cuts down on your summer watering once that's all established.
That's awesome. We'll look for MicroLife at our favorite Garden Pro location. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. All right, Juan, we're jumping straight to you here. We're running out of time. Juan, what's your question for Michael?
Okay, I have a pine tree and all the leaves, you know, the pine needles have turned yellow and brown, and they have all fallen to the ground. I wonder, what should I do?
Cut it down. That's probably pine bark borers. And according to the Forestry Service, once the needles turn brown, the tree is dead.
Okay. All right.
Super sad news.
Thank you,
sir. Once again, without seeing it, it's hard to make that diagnosis, but that's a pretty common thing that we find, especially in Northwest, where we have a lot of pine trees. It's the bark borers, bark beetles.
Yeah, the pine bark beetles. They're devils. ArborTrue.com has a little chat box if you want to talk to them, but I think Michael's absolutely right. It's sad times. This is not the season that you see pines losing their needles. So, well, Michael, great job. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Oh, yeah. Great job as always. If you guys called in and you were able to get on because we only had the one line open because of that rascally lightning storm, we love answering questions on our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. Ask a pro button. Love to hear from you there, and we'll talk soon. Tune in Wednesday on Facebook for our live TV show. That's a lot of fun, too. And this has been Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.